This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, a familiar sound, my voice.
I'm Doug Steffen. As the world of Monday comes into focus, the 21st of August, two-thirds of the way through the month, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is ill. Therefore, we will not have that voice. No echoes from New York. Echoes from Los Angeles and Jennifer and Washington, where Kara Schill is at the controls of our studio in Washington. So people are talking about the passing of Jerry Lewis, 91 years old, described as a brash slapstick comedian. All the other things about him and the nutty professor Dean Martin, the MDA telethon. He was a longtime resident of Las Vegas. It's very interesting, Jennifer, the way the news media likes to pick out the negative things. I've never really been a Jerry Lewis fan. Never did. I've met him four, five times, actually.
Probably with Ed McMahon, right?
Yeah. Ed invited me to come and do the radio program. So I went three or four times to Las Vegas to do it during the telethon. Ed would come over and spend a good part of the program talking about what was going on. In my opinion, even though it had Jerry Lewis's name, Ed was, as was the case often with anything he did, he was the guy behind the scenes. He was the person who was he was the rock. He was where everybody went. Jerry Lewis was an angry guy, difficult to work with, quirky. And so a lot of people who had, they put these programs together, they were often 24 hours of entertainment. And they would go to Ed to try to figure out what to do. Anyway, the idea of the Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Telethon was Jerry's. I think somebody had come to him. And the people who worked with him, I love again, the news media said, he raised $2.45 billion. He didn't do that at all. He was the guy behind the idea, and then the other people executed it. They were working around
right.
him.
I'm going to say he's a catalyst, though. I'm not going to take that away from him.
He did work really hard.
I mean, as much as he had people that helped him, I think he did a good job. I mean, he did a good thing. He could have done nothing or horrible things.
Right. So exactly. Yes. No, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to take away, nor am I trying to demonize. I just think that a lot of times with the people, what is the old expression? Don't speak ill of the dead. And yet, when I look through some of the things that were highlights of his life, the idea that all of these things came about through his work and only through his work, that's not fair to the people who did all the work behind the scenes. But anyway, it was an effort that there's a thing called legacy. When you pass, what do you think your legacy is going to be, Jennifer? Think about the legacy that you leave behind. What will you leave behind? What will people say about you?
I hope that they say that I bring them joy. I feel like I try to, as much as it's probably one of my fatal flaws, but I tend to be a people pleaser, and I think that I hope that people will say that about me, that I brought them joy. And I think that's, if I can say I made a few people laugh and made a few people feel good, I can be happy at the end of the day, I think. How about you?
Yeah. I think that's I'm not sure. There are a lot of things in my legacy. This radio program, most important, my two children and what they've done with their lives, what I've done with mine, their persistence of being on the air and having that, have the farm and my attention to animals. I want people to think that was a good thing and for it to be an example for others. The fabulous relationships I've had with some people, that sort of thing. And it's worth thinking when you come across the passing of somebody like Jerry Lewis, for whom there was much attention given, and the deserved attention. I think sometimes we tend to forget, as well we might. I could say the same thing of Dick Gregory, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 84 as well. Lived in Washington. This was a tough guy. And again, someone who had an interesting personality, quirky, made a lot of people angry. He supposedly was a comedian. His kind of comedy, same as Jerry Lewis's, but you know how I am when it comes to comedy. Takes a lot to make me laugh. I just found that Dick Gregory, and a couple times I came across him, was just an angry, mean-spirited guy. But then there are people who say he was one of the sweetest, smartest, most loving people that anybody could know. So you see, everybody sees and thinks of folks differently. He was the first black comic supposedly to appear regularly in front of white audiences. And that bothers me because I remember him being on all of the talk shows in the 60s and 70s and as a result of that, got a lot of attention, and he used that to help advance the cause of we have the same problems today that there were around then, but he used to satirize racism. Here's one. Segregation is not all bad. Have you ever heard of a collision where the white, where the people in the back of the bus got hurt? Yeah, that kind of stuff. So Hugh Hefner was responsible for bringing Gregory to the public because he went to the Playboy Club, and that's where he started his career, getting $50 for each show. The crowd during the first show, mostly white executives from a frozen food company, loved him. So he stayed on at the Playboy Club for 3 weeks and then 3 years, and that got him into Time Magazine. The first story was Dick Gregory had become the first Negro comedian to make his way into the nightclub big time. That was the headline from the Time Magazine article. He was on the Tonight Show, but he said he wouldn't go on unless he was able to sit down next to Jack Parr after his routine to be interviewed. There was never a black who had done that before. He said, I went in. As I sat on the couch talking about my children, so many people called the switchboard at NBC that the circuits blew out. Thousands of letters came in and folks were saying, I didn't know black children and white children were the same. That kind of stuff. Wow. See, that's only, how many years ago? That's in the 60s.
What gets me crazy is that we forget our history. We forget how far this country has come in a short amount of time.
Right. So he went from the $50 a night to $5,000 a night as a performer at the Playboy Club. And he thought through that he was the first person to establish the term black power. And that's it, yeah. So there's that story. Now, I started both of those off with what would be considered, I suppose, a negative. Jerry Lewis, Dick Gregory, both of them, however, make no mistake, made valuable, important, essential contributions to American life. And so it's Dick Gregory and who was the other? It was Wilder's friend. What was that guy's name? Who's the black comedian?
Richard Pryor.
Pryor, yeah. We're often confused by people who were not in the know.
I had never heard of Dick Gregory, and I'm sure it's probably
before today?
The peak of his career. Yeah, and before he passed away over the weekend.
Wow.
I think because the peak of his career probably happened when I was probably too young to consume comedy.
Yeah, it was.
Imagine.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it was.
So I was interested to learn about him a little bit because I had never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor, I knew, but for some reason he missed my radar.
Yeah. All right, so you don't have an opinion about Dick Gregory necessarily, other than what you may read or hear. But what's, when you heard me going through what I thought of Jerry Lewis, what were your thoughts about your opinion?
I mean, I was a little shocked, and that's why I wanted to stop you. I was a little shocked that you went negative on him quickly, because I think when you think of Jerry Lewis and whatever, whether or not he was, you know, hard to work with or whatever he was, I mean, I think the first thing that pops into anybody's mind about him is the telethons and the dedication that he would do that and put his name on something year after year after year after year. And I mean, these were no easy broadcasts. I mean, I would go. Ed invited my dad and I once. Said McMahon, yeah. When they were in Los Angeles. And these are, I mean, for someone who did this up until he was in the pretty advanced years, that's a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, he didn't have to do that all the time. He could have launched it and just said, oh, I hope it goes. But he was really personally involved. So I give him credit for that. As far as the actor, singer, dancer, I didn't have him as part of my growing up. I mean, again, I was a little bit too young for that part. I don't know. I don't know that we ever really talked about it. Mm-hmm. But I can ask him. I don't know. I'd have to ask him today. I'm not sure what he thinks.
Yeah. Just kind of as the reflection goes on, there's always good with someone, and there are always distractions with someone. Better to leave the thoughts of those who have passed in your mind with something that's good.
I think so.
Dick Gregory... did a lot for racism, not for it, but to point out he angered people because no one wants to be embarrassed by his or her attitude toward things. And he'd right there point you out if he thought it was going to work. There's something good that came from both of them by sheer presence. They were around. Dick Gregory was everywhere for about 25 years. Everywhere. Any kind of political situation, any entertainment situation, award show, all that stuff. He really was an icebreaker that way. Jerry Lewis, yeah, I guess you could easily say he was an icebreaker. You could say that he made a difference, for sure. Otherwise, nobody would be talking about it. If he didn't make a difference, nobody would know who he was or pay any attention to the guy. Right?
That's right.
Under the circumstances. So, hold on to the whatever thoughts there are of Jerry Lewis. Dick Gregory is not in movies necessarily. I think he mostly did the television shows and the stand-up stuff. But he drove an expensive car. Sometimes people think that's your mark of success. 19 past the hour here on the DJ V Show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because I really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward yourself and join Hello Rewards today at myhellorewards.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come
down? Best music, help you have a wonderful, memorable day. Music of Beyonce, the song is called Formation. Jennifer, what do we know about this song? I'm not.
Well, this one is Hold Up, because I know. Yes, this is Tara. This one's Hold Up, because I know you have heard this one before, and you said that you liked it last time you heard it. I could play Formation. I don't know if you'll like that one as much. I don't think Jen likes that one as much either.
Slow down, they don't love you like
you have to remind me, I think. They don't love you like I love you. The sad thing is, I used to love Beyonce. Beyonce and I have just, I don't know, we've left each other behind. I don't know why.
I like all of them because I'm a Beyonce fan, but.
Yeah. Okay, I like this. I prefer this better to the other.
Why, Kara, are you a Beyonce fan? What is there that speaks to you about her music?
I don't know. I think that she has a great voice. I think that she has personality, and she's feisty, and I don't know. I like the music that she makes. I think it's fun, and I think I've always liked her, from Destiny's Child to pretty much all of her albums. So, I don't know. It's hard to explain why sometimes what you like about a musician, sometimes they just have it.
Yeah. You're not on trial here. It's okay. Yeah.
I think for me, I think what got me with Beyonce is because I used to love her Destiny's Child, her first couple of solo albums. I feel like she became a little snooty, self-important, and maybe that's just
that's
a weird...
That's the vibe I get from her.
And now that we're calling her Queen Bee and all this stuff, like I feel like she's taken herself seriously with all these performances where her music used to be a lot more fun, as Kara mentioned, and it seemed to just have a little bit more of a lighthearted twist. Now it just seems very serious, which to me, I don't know.
When you start taking yourself that seriously, time for a check-in. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people who are...
Oh, there's a ton. Are you kidding? I wish I had as many people liking me as Beyonce, please.
Yeah. All right, so she's announced that she's going to release a limited edition How to Make Lemonade vinyl box set that comes with a 600-page coffee table book on the making of her album. Now, that's a little... I guess that's... Are there going to be people... Will you go out and buy that 600-page coffee table book with the new album?
No.
No.
I'm sure that some people will, but 600 pages feels a bit like overkill.
Well, that's what we're talking about, I think. This book is going to provide, so she says, a peek behind the scenes of the making of the videos for Sorry and Formation. Well, that may be kind of fun to see the pictorial of how that sort of thing is done. Intimate photos of Beyonce and Jay-Z and her daughter. To make lemonade, good Doug. Lemonade, come alive. Lemonade. The photo book includes lyrics from the record, essays in her handwriting penned across the pages. Is this the same kind of stuff as Madonna would do when she was about this age, which seemed over the top and all focused on her?
I do think Madonna was trying to be more shocking and trying to push the envelope a lot. I think Beyonce does rely on her talent. I think Madonna, towards this part of her career, if we were comparing her career with where Beyonce's is, she was doing the sex book, she was really trying to push the envelope a little more.
Right.
I mean, is that fair, I think?
I don't, under the circumstances, $299 for the box set of this new album and the book. I don't know. To each his own. Kara, would you spend $299?
What do you think? I'm sure that some people will, but I don't have an extra...
It's a free country. Make money as you can.
Exactly. I don't have an extra $300, but I'm sure that someone who does will buy it.
There you go. Beyonce's latest, 28 after the hour, DJV time.
What's the right thing to say when tragedy hits? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When tragedy strikes, most people are at a loss for words. When we don't know what to say, we rely on platitudes, statements that became common in the first place because, well, when we're at a loss for words, it seems like the best thing to do is rely on what others before us have said about tragedies. Look, the reality is that there is no best thing to say after a tragedy. Just be sincere in whatever you say. If you feel stuck, scared, lost, or unsure, just own that and do your best to be there with those who are suffering. Sharing your vulnerabilities with those who are hurting at least helps others know they're not alone. Your presence is stronger than you know. For ideas on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, so you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid... If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The hour now. It's Monday, the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, which is not a bad thing. And also, you can get the, if you haven't signed up, get the podcast, the program, automatically delivered to your smartphone. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show. You got to have the show in there in order to get it. blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show. It's pretty easy to find it on iTunes as well, all kinds of places to get the podcast because it's everywhere. People like to kind of keep up. One of the things that I like about what we've done here on this program. This is, in a sense, the future of what I do. And yet, when I look back, as we were talking about Dick Gregory, it was going on in the 60s. I started on the radio in the 60s, and I'm proud of that. There's sometimes people tease me, I've been around all that time, and I have my business about age being a BS number, which I believe not everybody in my life believes the same thing. But I think it's all in what your head is doing and your body is doing. Jennifer just asked me about the bump on my head. I hurt myself last week on a piece of farm equipment, and I had it analyzed, and it turned out to be what they call a scintillating sarcoma.
Because you can't be boring. You've got to be scintillating.
Yes, a scintillating, right. You don't want to have a boring bump on your head. And I've had the impact of it with me through the last 4, 5, 6 days, and I feel fine. The first day, I think I sounded, your father told me that he thought I was a little slow.
Right.
I'm not sure that that applies just to
he tells
that
you that
day.
Today. He'll tell you that next week. No.
Yes, he will. Yeah. So anyway, this sort of highlighting how things have changed and using the career of Dick Gregory and maybe even Jerry Lewis as an example of how things have changed, how what they did and how it was delivered changed over the years. I guess the technology, but also what is performed and how things are said and what people will accept. Part of our the over the top, and that's what it is, our over the top reaction to what people say and the protection of what's politically correct. Dick Gregory could no more survive today as an entertainer using the shtick that he used in the 60s and 70s than I could do radio today as I did when I was on the air in the 60s and 70s myself. Can't do it. The public will not accept it. It isn't, you can't do it in any way. You cannot philosophically do a radio or a television program or stand. I mean, even, I think about Amy Schumer and some of the things that she says in her stand-up. The fact, okay, well, women can do the same thing as men. That's really what that's aimed at, right? Be as crude and rude and gross and unfunny, as was the case early on. The only guy in my mind who can get away with that, I want to put a positive on this because Jennifer said, and she's right, I was never a fan of Jerry Lewis's, and I wasn't really a fan of Dick Gregory's either. But George Carlin, who was a guy that was cut pretty much out of the same cloth, always made me laugh. And he was a nasty son of a bee, too. But there was something. Whenever he opened his mouth, it seemed funny. So why do I have acceptance or think he's funny? It just, the point is that all is personal taste. Why do some of you like country music, Jennifer? Why do some of you like Beyonce, Kara? Why do some of us like Jay and the Americans and Cara Mia? That's why there are... But they all used to
make
34 flavors at Howard Johnson's, or in this case at Ben and Jerry's. It's what makes the world go round. And speaking of that, the world. What is the definition of the world? Is it Earth? Is it our solar system? Is it the universe? I've always wondered what people think of when they use the term world. This world of ours. What is it when you use that term, Jennifer? Talking about the eclipse that will only affect our country, but yet it impacts the world because of what the planets do and how they influence our lives. I'm a big believer in astrology and what happens when the moon is in one place or other planets are in another place. So your spin on that, if you please.
What is the world? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. What is the world? What does that mean? What does the term the world mean to you?
I guess everybody. Everybody that's a citizen of Earth, right? I mean, that's our world.
I'm not going to tell you what's right or wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I think about the world, I just think about everybody that's that we share residency with on the planet.
Mm-hmm. So why is it so difficult for all of us to see it that way? One wonders. You have not. You and I never rehearse what we're going to talk about. I never know what you're going to say. Sometimes I can anticipate your laugh, your giggle, your silly side, but I don't know. Sometimes people are predictable, And I find that annoying. I don't like to be predictable. But then you have a day like today, solar eclipse, lots of people. What I didn't tell you on Friday when we were going over this, Carbondale, Illinois, is in southern Illinois. And what I didn't say, and I don't know why I didn't say it, my mother comes from a town 14 miles south and west of Carbondale. If you look at a map and you see a little place called Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Ashley, Illinois, Richview, those little towns there, Mount Vernon's not far. That's where the eclipse will be at its height, at its peak. And for the people, what I remember about Ashley and all these little towns, because there are thousands of them dotted across the country, what will people think? The news media will be all over the place with their trucks and trying to, what do you think of the solar eclipse? Why don't you, I could see my grandfather, he was still alive in his barbershop in Richview, Illinois, down the road from Ashley. He'd say, Bub, or something like that. Why do you want me to tell you what I think? Why don't you just be quiet and watch it and absorb it? Take it in. Everybody's got to analyze everything.
That's good advice.
Yeah, just be quiet. Think, contemplate. That's something. Contemplate what it's all about. And what it's all about is, if you believe some astrologers, the fact that President Trump is at 21 degrees of Leo and the...
I think it's 27 or 29.
Is it 27?
It's either 27 or 29. Wherever the solar eclipse is passing through, that's where the eclipse is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Donald Trump is. He's a Leo. That's his birth chart. So I had lunch. But look, you know what? I respect all things. I think it's hard to make this prediction because it's going to either be true or not. It's not one of those things where love is going to come into your life in the next decade. This is...
Right.
On Monday, I was told that because Trump and the eclipse are the same, that something that major upheaval comes for him, which means he either starts a war or has a stroke. And I thought, well, darn, that's pretty divisive and pretty rotten choices, yeah. You know, to make. But in more than that, she was saying to me that, and this I actually would believe more than that about Donald Trump. She says that because of the pull of the moon, because you know this eclipse is when the moon comes between the sun and the earth, and so that this would have a pull
on the earth, pulling the moon
on like earthquakes, or you could have volcano. I mean, she was really, really telling you to buckle in for Monday because she said there's just going to be lots of stuff going on.
So, in that way, are you afraid? Do you think about this and wonder? See, I think about fear. And how smart it is that people use fear. I don't like it. But then you think about that which we do where we sort of stick our neck out. And if we're doing that, does that have fear attached to it? Does anything worthwhile that goes on in your life, does anything have 100% confidence attached to it? I think for most people, if you take a chance, you're having a baby, for example, you get married, or you change your careers, or you find somebody new and you want to take a chance with them and bring them into your life. All of that stuff brings up a lot of fear for most people. And there are some who think fear is good, and I think maybe some of it may be a little bit, because it gives you a contrast. Good, bad, fear, comfort, that sort of thing. Isn't it your way of questioning whether or not you really want the changes? Today is going to be a day, like it or not, as Jennifer suggested, of huge, it's the introduction to huge changes that will become a part of most of our lives. And whatever it is, whatever will be, will be. You roll with the punches. Who wrote the Book of Love? I'm reminded of that.
Are you just quoting song lyrics now?
Yeah, I am.
You don't have to do that.
Thank you. If you don't have security, then you become insecure around these sorts of things. You become uncertain. You poo-poo it. Ah, astrology, that's nonsense, people will say. You may or may not want to embrace it. You may or may not want to understand it. You may or may not want to even accept it. But change, when you think about it, happens every day, all day, every night, every second of our lives, there are things that are changing. For heaven's sakes, think about this. Every 3 months, your body completely changes. Every cell in your body is different now than it was 3 or 4 months ago. And yet you don't even think about that. But yet it's dramatic what changes. And if you thought about it, wow, would you be full of fear? Some things you think about and you become full of fear. Other things go on and you don't become afraid. And that's, I think, what comes with wisdom. The people who will be around today will be selling things, selling fear, selling hope, whatever they're selling. There'll be a lot of people selling a lot of things, astrologers, numerologists, soothsayers, whatever. And you judge the information you got. I don't know what your minister, your priest told you in church yesterday about the sun, God, and those sorts of things. A lot of people will equate that. Whatever it is, and if you have fear about it, that's what happened. You see, during early ages, when people couldn't really explain what was going on, there'd be these sorts of things. Dark in the middle of the day. Wow. Imagine the kind of fear that ignorance. I guess the point I'm making is that ignorance breeds fear. And if you're afraid, it's because you don't know. And maybe that's some way of thinking about it. Because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what later today is going to bring. But yet, if you're enjoying the here and the now, as Tolle says in the book about the strength of being in the now, not what you did yesterday, because what you did yesterday isn't going to change. It's over. What you're doing tomorrow, well, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. Hopefully it's good stuff, because you deserve to have good things in your life. You do. Practice being good and thoughtful, and don't jump at the worst fear or the worst conclusion you can come up with. That's philosophical, I know. Heavy maybe a little bit. Yeah, but I think the days like today with the eclipse, that brings us around to thinking deep thoughts, don't you think?
Yeah, I think
did
so.
Did you? Yeah. What did you and Jeff, what did you talk about with regard to this?
We didn't talk much about the solar eclipse. My mom was very sweet because she went and bought the glasses for him and for the kids.
Are they the right ones?
We think so. I'm still not going to look at the sun. I have bad news. Just not going to take the chance. Karen and I were just talking about it off air. They're streaming it. NASA TV is doing it. All the news channels are doing it. There's so many safer ways to look at it and actually get to see it better than if you just burn your eyeballs out.
Yep.
So my goal is to finish my program this morning as quickly as possible and head over to the nearest TV and just watch it that way.
Yep.
How about you? Are you going to get a lot of darkness, or what's your percentage?
No, we're not going to get. We will actually probably not even notice it on the East Coast, where Kara down in Washington and I. Kara get a little more of it because its track is sort of in a south-southeasterly direction, but it's a gradual. It starts you'll see it a little if you're paying attention in Seattle, Portland, that area. And then once you get again to the middle of the country, Carbondale, Illinois, in that area, just a little east of St. Louis, that's the impact. And then as you go out across the Ohio Valley, a little bit less. And I think Kara will see more of it than I will. They're not expected to be much impact here in New England.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what percentage it is, but I'm going to do the same thing. I'll watch it on my computer so I can see the entire thing. Because I think it's supposed to be a little cloudy here today, and then if it's only like 70 or even 80%, like it probably is going to be. It's just going to look like a cloudy day. So.
It's a phenom. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It's 11 before the hour.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, Monday is upon us. Time for a tech talk, because Victoria is out ill today. I will be the expert on technology. Wow. Won't that be exciting? This adventure brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. We're going to talk about birth dates and this whole business with regard to the astrology that's connected to what we're going to see or experience during the eclipse. How does that, there are calculations on what that's going to do to each and every one of us. Whether you believe it or not, remains to be seen. We'll go down that speculative road in a moment here.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com. There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, let's get to the intersection of what's happening here. The Tech Talk focus on your birthday today, pretty appropriate. If you ever wonder how popular your birthday is, there's a super techie way of finding it out. A new interactive heat map made by VizWiz that makes it easy to visualize how much of a unique snowflake you are when it comes to your birth date. This is very interesting in terms of how unique we are, because we are. Fingerprints and your DNA and all that sort of thing. So here's what you do. You head over to the site. Go to our Facebook page, DJV. It's facebook.com/DJV show. See the infographic there. Look for the date by matching up the month with the day and see how it ranks. Kara, have you done that? You were just fiddling with that, I think, a minute ago.
I'm doing it right now, and it looks like mine is middle of the road, closer to least common. So apparently it's not super popular.
So the original findings made about 10 years ago at Harvard University, where a fellow there analyzed data for people born in the U.S. between January 1, 73 and December 31, 1999. Study found that the most popular birth months for people born between these dates were July, August, and September. Most popular birthday, September 16th. Least common birthday, if you don't count leap day, February 29th, is December 25th and January 1st. That's kind of interesting. My daughter was born on December 27th and my grandson December 22nd. Fairly unusual.
Well, it looks like the most common ones are throughout July, August, and September. So I'm assuming that has to do with October, November, and December, right, and things going on in November and December, especially if the middle of September is the most popular one. So I guess the holiday season is the
cucaracha, the cucaracha.
Yours is mildly common, but yours is kind of in the same place as mine, not
November
too common.
5th? Yeah. Yeah, right. Several cities, a couple of other things here. Note, Netflix and Hulu, those of you who use them, you may be in for a surprise, because there are some states that want a tax. They want sales tax, because there are the entertainment services, like you go to the movies and stuff, that cost money, and not as many people are going, so there are revenue losses. And here's how the new fees could affect you. Small fee, typically less than $1 a month for Netflix and Hulu, it could be $50 a year, depending on what you subscribe to, tacked onto your streaming subscription. That's kind of like a phone bill. Though, right? If you look at all those taxes, there are about 10 taxes on your phone bill. And this would be the same kind of thing. More taxes for them, more money so they can waste it. Oh, man.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.